Saturday Nation, Sam Crowley, what is up, what is up, what is up? Hey, we're going to get started with a show, and I know you want to hear the intro music, so we're going to get started with everything just now. I interviewed an attorney on today's podcast. Yes, a real live attorney, Cole Reynolds, and we chatted about stuff that a lot of people don't think about when you want to become an entrepreneur is structuring a legal entity, but it wasn't boring. I mean, Cole's an entrepreneur, and he's an attorney, so he gets it. He gets you, he gets me, and we talked about real life scenarios. I talked about my own stuff I had working as far as when I went through the bankruptcy, how I was protected with my LLC and rental property, all that good stuff. It's a really cool interview. I just wanted to give you a heads up. We're in a pretty large, cavernous room. So give us a little love, a little leeway on the audio sound. It's not perfect. Certainly you can hear it. I just want to let you know it's not going to sound like the studio quality of the typical podcast, but it's very audible. Just want to give you a heads up, you know, always looking out for you. So here we go. We're going to talk to Cole Reynolds about some really cool entrepreneurial legal stuff. Tune in, enjoy it, and cue the intro music in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, welcome back. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. Hey, I never do interviews. You know, I never do. Well, I rarely do interviews. Actually, I have an attorney with me, so I just lie. If I continue to lie, I might find myself in a little bit of trouble. I'm going to bring Cole out in just a second. I'm interviewing an attorney today, so don't hit the eject button. I'm not in jail. I don't need to be bailed out. I haven't done anything illegal that I'm aware of. But I got a guy here that practices law, and this is, in all seriousness, going to be a really beneficial podcast for you guys to listen to, because the last thing that I ever thought about was setting up any kind of legal entity for my Every Day is Saturday platform, but I did go ahead and set up an LLC back in the day, probably 12, 13 years ago, and I want to talk about why I did that, why you should think about legally structuring your business in the U.S., so this obviously applies to people who are in the United States. And so I'm going to bring out Cole Reynolds. Cole, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Sam. Thank you.
You're an attorney, true?
I am. All right. Focusing mostly on small business and startups and helping them kind of navigate the things that nobody likes to talk about. And it always feels boring and a waste of time, but it's important. And for the reasons you mentioned and others.
You're not going to bore us out of it.
I'm going to try not to. I mean, look, I sort of became an attorney out of my own distaste towards my business attorneys who... Yeah. Bored me to death, right? Yeah. So a big part of what I do is I try to work with my clients, whether they're startups or entrepreneurs or small businesses, and take some of that off of their plate in as non-boring of a fashion as I can. So that they can focus on what's exciting and important to them, which is their business.
Yeah, of course.
Not what we do.
And that's important. Side note, I'm not sure I've sat in a room with an attorney and a microphone before when it was actually a positive experience.
Well, we're kind of here on the same side of the table. Yeah. They're probably usually across from you, if I were to guess.
And they're not smiling. Yeah, you're actually smiling.
No, this is the fun stuff. Certainly, we have to do that non-fun stuff sometimes too. But whenever you're on the same side of the table, we should be okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we want to talk about being an entrepreneur, being protected legally, why it's not all just boring and, you know, stuff that you don't want to deal with. It's really important. I mean, it really is important. But you're an entrepreneur at heart, though, right? I mean, tell us about, I guess we should start with, tell us about yourself. Like, why are you an entrepreneur first and attorney second?
Sure. So, well, I guess I don't want to say a second career attorney because I feel like I've done a lot of different things. So I don't know if 2 or 3 or 4, I don't know how to gauge them.
Yeah.
But certainly when I went to law school, it was out of understanding there was this gap in the market for small businesses who needed attorneys who really understood what they were doing. as a business person first, I never really appreciated having to coach my attorneys about my business, my objectives, my goals, all the while, you know, the stopwatch was running and they're billing me back for that time. Right. And that didn't make sense. And I said, look, if I'm feeling that way, there have to be a lot of business people out there feeling that way. And they're going to want to go to somebody who can quickly speak their language, understand their objectives, and then really efficiently, sure, take care of their legal needs. Right. But let's do it efficiently and let's do it in a way where I can get back to the things that are important to me. Yeah. Right. So that's been my philosophy since we started this firm several years ago, was we want to be the business attorneys that our clients don't hate.
Yeah.
Right. And I think
that you get the entrepreneurial journey.
We get it. We've kind of been there. Right. So I've built businesses. I still build businesses. I'm still involved as an entrepreneur in businesses, even outside of my law firm. So typically a client will say, hey, here's what I'm dealing with. And I go, yeah, I've been there. Or sometimes, yeah, I'm there right now, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that resonates with our clients, and it's helpful because, look, what we know is that building a business is tough.
Yeah.
Scaling it is tough. Starting it is tough. Everything is tough around that. But what we don't need our entrepreneurs to be doing is to be losing sleep over, oh man, am I risking some things? Or am I taking on too much liability for this business? They're going to lose some nights of sleep, but let's make that because they're working on some big deals or they're making some big moves, not because they're afraid that they could be putting some things at risk. So we try to take that off of them.
Now, I formed an LLC a long time ago, probably 2005, 2006, because I didn't want if I did something stupid in my personal life, this was my thinking. Like if I got a DUI or something, somebody can come at it. Not that I get a DUI. Okay. I don't want to give anybody the impression.
Put that on the record. Yeah, not planning on that.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's say I did. Let's say I got a DUI or I hit somebody or I did something stupid. Could that have affected my everyday a Saturday business had I not separated the two, for example?
Well, absolutely. In a sense,
what we'll
I'll give you two examples because we'll start with the one you gave. In what we do when we set up a legal entity is you have to look at a legal entity as its own legal person, right? It's somebody different than you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't walk around, they don't talk, they aren't as handsome or as charming,
obviously. Course. Well, that goes without
saying. But they can take on activity, they can sign contracts, they can pay money, they can receive money. So in a lot of senses, they're their own legal entity, right? So if you went out and got a DUI, I would say, hey, that's not me, I'm not Sam, mm-hmm. right? Well, so would your legal entity. Say, hey, that wasn't me, I'm my own person. Anything that happens with somebody else, some third party, I'm not liable for that, right?
Yeah.
And that's a major construct of what we do with corporate formation, is we help create those own individual persons in the form of corporations or limited liability companies. And when we do that, we kind of put a veil around you as the owner. Now, let's say another scenario. Let's say when you got that DUI, you were recording one of your podcasts in your car, right? Now, is this intertwined? Did the business just hurt somebody? So on and so forth. Suppose some liability that the business now takes on, we also don't want that trickling down to you individually. So in a sense, we're protecting you from each other, right?
Yeah.
You can both be out there taking your own risks and making your own moves, but at the end of the day, there might be some failures, there might be some accidents, there might be some flops, and we don't necessarily want that to all be tied to you.
Yeah.
Or if it's on your side, we don't want that to all be tied to the business.
Yeah.
So it's a very important process, and I think, you know, you articulate a good example where the last thing we want is for the business to take on liability that it shouldn't, or for you to take on liability for the business that you shouldn't.
But Cole, I just got started online. I'm an entrepreneur. I sell digital assets. I'm only probably going to make 50 grand this year, or 40 grand, or 20 grand this year. I mean, look, it takes a long time to get up and running. Why do I got to? I mean, I'm trying to think of a word, not Teflon, but I'm bulletproof. I'm judgment proof. Judgment proof was the word I'm looking for. Who's going to come after somebody making 20 grand? Not a big deal.
It's a good term to use, and it's actually a little bit of a myth that we hear from some of our clients who feel that way. Because the reality is, whether they're making $20,000 a year or $200,000 a year or $2 million a year, that's not the appropriate way to assess their risk, right? So let's say they're selling online ads, and let's say there's a litigation brought against them for violating somebody else's intellectual property, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that that person's going to say, hey, that guy's not making enough money,
yeah,
right? The way they're going to value their damages is the effect it had on them.
Okay.
Right? So if you've stolen somebody else's IP, or even if you haven't, but you're alleged to have done that.
Yeah, because anybody can get sued, right?
Anybody can get sued. Yeah. And when somebody sues you, they aren't looking at what you have. They're looking at the harm that was caused to them, right? So unfortunately, we live in a world where there's lots of small businesses out there that are getting judgments levied against them. The reality is, if you've got a small LLC or a small corporation and there's some sort of claim against it, you might lose that LLC. Or you might lose that corporation, right, as a satisfaction of that judgment. But I don't want you to lose your house.
Yeah.
I don't want you to lose your savings, yeah, your 401k.
Yeah.
Right? So that goes back to kind of the reason for it. The other thing I'll say about that is in most states, forming these entities is really simple. Find someone to help you do it who knows what they're doing. It's going to be fast. It's going to be affordable. And now you're going to be sitting there saying, hey, why did I wait so long to spend a little bit of money to give myself that protection?
Yeah.
Because if it costs tens of thousands of dollars or thousands of dollars to do it, yeah, then I could see where somebody goes, this might not be worth it. But yeah, we're not talking about a huge investment here.
No. So give us, well, first of all, station identification, Sam Crowley chatting with my buddy Cole Reynolds. Cole has an opportunity. If you're interested, head on over to colereynoldslaw.com/Saturday. And he's offering a free consultation. And you can talk about everything we're talking about on the show. Let him know you heard him on the podcast. And just ask him questions about why would it be beneficial for you to set up any kind of legal structure. I want to get into the setup of it, how simple it is, but also share another third-party story. This did happen to me. I filed Chapter 13 bankruptcy in 2005.
Okay.
Started a business, bought a Quiznos. Horrible idea, horrible investment, lost my ass, and went bankrupt, like Chapter 13. And the reason I went Chapter 13 was to pay back some of the debt. I couldn't pay it all back, but also my rental properties. I had 40 rentals that were rental properties that were in an LLC, and those were protected, okay? So I didn't lose them.
Yeah,
they couldn't come after them.
Right.
And as you were telling that story, giving that example of you wouldn't want to lose your 401k, you wouldn't want to lose other. I didn't lose 40 rentals that I ended up selling 10 years later. Regardless if I made a profit or not, at least I had an opportunity to get my original investment back and whatever money was there, pay down the mortgage, all of that. My point being, having an LLC protected me from losing those. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense, right? And I think the
creditors couldn't come after that LLC.
Yeah, it was somewhat protected. Now, yeah, fair enough, I probably should have said this at the beginning. Without knowing every individual case, lawyers can't give legal advice, right?
Yeah.
So nothing that we say and stuff like this should be construed as legal advice. By all means, your listeners should go find an attorney or call us.
Well, I'm giving
and
legal
and we'll
advice.
Help them. You can give all the legal
advice
you want.
Legal advice for
yeah,
a long time
you can
now.
Give all you want. but my point is, every situation is different. So yeah, are there scenarios where maybe in certain cases you might have lost those assets of the LLC? Okay, it happens.
Yeah.
But what we do is we try to form those and structure them correctly so that just as happened with you, we can say, hey, wait a second, these are not assets that are attachable for a judgment. These are not assets that are attachable in a bankruptcy. They're standalone, right?
Yeah.
And you can maintain some control over that, even if there's some other things in your life that you don't have control of.
So take me through an example. Rental property.
Property is a great one. So
okay,
the only thing I'd say to you is having 40 rental properties in the same
stupid
LLC.
It was the dumbest thing
that's
ever.
A little scary.
Every attorney thought I was a complete moron.
Okay, so I yeah, represent several investment property owners, right?
Yeah.
And they might own anywhere from 2 to 30 to 40 rental properties. Believe it or not, most of them are putting each rental property in its own LLC.
Yeah.
Because now not only are they protecting the activity of that business from themselves, they're protecting the investment properties from each other. So let's say worst case scenario, you own an investment property on a college campus and there's a party, it ends up on the roof one weekend,
yeah,
somebody falls off, injures themselves terribly, and somehow you're held liable, right? Now,
yeah,
let's hope you're not, but let's say you were. Worst case scenario, if there's a judgment that goes above your insurance or you're underinsured or something like that, you might have to shut down that LLC and lose that home,
yeah.
right? But let's not lose the others.
Yeah, yeah.
So everything that was under its own LLC, in theory, if it's all done correctly, should be shielded from each other.
Yep.
And that's a great example.
But even something like slip and falls, dog bites, things like that, I mean, people will sue for that stuff.
It happens all the time.
But they can only go after 123 Main Street. They can't go after 567 South Avenue because that's in a separate LLC.
Yep, and that's what we exist for, is to say, let's make sure that nobody gets 567 South Avenue.
Yeah.
And even beyond that, even if we're not talking about rental properties, let's say you're a personal services provider. You're a claims administrator by day, but you photograph weddings on the weekends.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, man, this wedding photography business is kind of growing a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Now, that activity, okay, what if something goes wrong? What if somebody gets injured? What if there's a concern about something that a contractor that you hired did to someone else?
Yeah.
I mean, you pick a scenario. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Do we want to lose our house on 123 Main Street?
Yeah.
Our own personal house because our side hustle had a problem,
yeah.
right? So we're working a lot with people who are kind of trying to figure out what they're doing. They're trying a lot of different things. And the good news is this instrument of the LLC has made it very easy and affordable to protect yourself a little bit.
Now, right? Is that where you mainly deal in with LLCs, or do you deal with the examples I just provided, very simple examples? Because
yeah.
people have the question, LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp. We go to these conferences and seminars and an asset protection guy gets up there and they're like, well, you know, you need an S-Corp, you need a C-Corp, you need an LLC.
Yeah.
You need...
It can get
confusing. Mind blown.
Yeah.
You know.
So all of those entity types that you just named, they have their place. They serve their purpose. There are different types of businesses that should be structured in those different ways. Objectively, the most popular right now is the LLC.
Yeah.
So some state secretary of state is kind of a guardian of the names of businesses within a state, among other things. But sometimes they'll release publicize their activity for a month or a quarter or something.
Yeah.
And we just saw a major Midwest state no more than a couple months ago process 12,000 business related applications to the
wow.
state. 10,000 of those were new LLC formations.
Wow.
So, and the reason for that is because they're less expensive. There's less maintenance.
How much is the average LLC cost?
Yeah, every state's different. The filing fees are different. But at our firm, what we try to do is we try to be really comparable to anybody who wants to go out and DIY it. Right.
Yeah.
So if I'm
yeah.
going to do it myself, what I want to be able to say is, hey, don't do it yourself.
DIY would be like LegalZoom or something like that.
Yeah. Or,
maybe
they're just wading through the forms themselves
oh, okay.
with the different state agencies and the IRS and the people that need to be contacted, and they're paying those filing fees and they're filling it all out.
Yeah.
Maybe they're using a LegalZoom or one of those online download your forms or kind of support tools.
Yeah.
That would be kind of a DIY. What we try to do is say, hey, for maybe the cost of that, you know, sometimes we can compete dollar for dollar with that, depending on what type of situation it is. Let real licensed attorneys who study the law, know the law, and want to get to know you, want to get to know your business, make sure we do it right.
Yeah.
Right. So in some cases, Sam, we're talking about bills in the hundreds of dollars, not even the thousands.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
less than $1,000. Sometimes even, you know, on the lower end of the hundreds of dollars. We're getting everything set up. You set it and forget it. You
yeah.
put it in a safe place, and now you move on, move forward. So we're not
with
talking about
mind,
a huge investment.
Man. Yeah, piece of
yes.
Thousand. The difference between $1,000 or $700 or $500 is pennies compared to what you're going to lose. If look, we would love to say that nothing would ever happen. We hope that doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
But no different than having an auto insurance policy or a home insurance policy. You'd be silly not to have it. The LLC was the best thing I ever did for my rentals. I know I did it stupidly, but at least I got an LLC.
You bet.
But even for my everyday Saturday business, it is so good to lie your head down on a pillow at night knowing that those things that you're working, because we work our ass off as entrepreneurs, why would you not protect it?
Yep, exactly.
You know
it's,
what I mean?
It's like going out and buying that Ferrari, but not putting the comprehensive insurance policy on it. Right.
Yeah.
So, but in a sense, what we're doing is a heck of a lot harder because you can't just go buy business success.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think you've hit the nail on the head. Each state is a little different. Each of those types of entities is different. The major difference is how much work has to be done after the fact.
Yeah.
So certain entities have different requirements with regard to ongoing filings and fees and costs.
Yeah.
And a good attorney can counsel you through all those options and why some make sense and why some don't. But the reality is you need to start the conversation. Right?
Either you're a real business or you're not.
Either
either you're a real business and you've got business filings and a business bank account and an entity, or you're not. You're just winging it. And it's been my experience, when you wing anything, it's just, it's not cool, man. I want to ask you a question real quick about Nevada Corp, Delaware Corp. You get a lot of that stuff. I'm just telling you what's in, trying to share what I've heard.
Sure.
Because I'm that prototypical guy that follows the shiny object, you know.
Yeah.
Delaware, Nevada, all those things. Can never be sued. It's awesome, you know. talking to Cole Reynolds, go to Cole Reynolds Law. That's ColeReynoldsLaw, ColeReynoldsLaw.com/Saturday. It's a free consult. Everything we talked about here, you can mention Nicole, you heard him on the podcast, and at least jump on the phone and get advice. Nevada, Delaware, is there any benefit? You're in Ohio. We're in Ohio right now. We're in Cincinnati. Yep. Is there any benefit to me filing in a state that's got this perception of, I can't be touched. Nobody can know. I'm Howard Hughes, man. You know, you can't, super secret.
Yeah, I can't touch this.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some benefits, right? That's why this is a popular thing. Yeah. To say, oh, I need a form in Delaware, or I need a form in Nevada. I think the thing that is on a case-by-case basis, though, is those various states or those various jurisdictions, they undoubtedly have certain benefits. Those benefits may or may not be relevant for you.
Yeah.
Right? So as an example, sometimes the benefits of being in some of those states don't kick in except when you're issuing an enormous amount of shares, like you just built a company and went public,
yeah.
Right? Well, maybe the state law in a different state or within a jurisdiction has massive benefits to you at that moment in time, but maybe a bunch of detriments to you in every moment before that,
yeah.
Right? So the other thing about what we do is nothing has to be permanent forever. So we've taken a whole lot of companies as they've grown through multiple rounds of restructuring and forming their business based on what benefit they needed today, right? Because sometimes we might be chasing something that in theory that'd be great. If we never get there, then we never needed that benefit. Yeah. And were we subjecting ourselves to maybe something we didn't want because of a benefit we'd never need?
Yeah.
So I think the key thing is, Sam, and what we try to do at Reynolds Law is we really try to get to know you, and we really try to get to know your business.
Yep.
And certainly once we identify some unique characteristics about what you're doing or what you might need, then we aren't doing our job if we don't then advise you on certain ways to maximize those benefits.
Yeah.
And that might include, let's take a look at doing this differently. But at the end of the day, that's the added value of that personal relationship, is that we're studying this every day,
yeah.
Right? And we're studying you every day, and we're getting to know you. So as your business changes, the law changes, the things that are important to you and your business change, we can change with it,
yeah.
Right? And that's a major benefit of having somebody that you know and trust who specializes in this.
And you can imagine trying to keep up with law. Trying to keep up with forms. I mean, that stuff to me, it's like a root canal without any Novocaine, man.
I don't know how a lot of attorneys are licensed in one state, or maybe if they're on a border like Cincinnati sits, you know, right on the border between Ohio and Kentucky. So you'll see a lot of attorneys in Cincinnati licensed in two states.
Yeah.
We're also close to Indiana. So maybe you see attorneys who are licensed in three states.
Yeah.
That's hard enough,
yeah.
Right, to keep up with that. Now, when you think about all 50,
yeah.
it is a full-time job. So if you're trying to do that as an entrepreneur, or you're trying to do that as a form that you want everybody across the country to download and use, you can see how that gets very, very challenging to do because every jurisdiction is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But we'll help you navigate that. That's part of our training as attorneys, is to be able to navigate those issues and be able to quickly, even if, you know, gosh, I haven't read the revised code in Utah lately enough to know everything about it, right?
Yeah.
But part of my training is to be able to quickly absorb that information and make those adjustments if we think it's fitting.
God, that sounds like, no offense, man, but all that stuff sounds so incredibly,
you know,
boring. Like, do you I'll level you, have, with you. You seem like you have a personality.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
my mom said, with a face like this, I better have a personality. I think look, to be honest with you, some of this stuff is very boring.
Yeah.
But where we get our energy is in serving the clients.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, you know, you sit in an area with a microphone and talk to yourself most of the time.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty boring. But you get a lot of joy.
But it's great conversation.
It is good conversation. But a lot of your joy, I'm sure, comes from helping the constituents and the people that are listening to you. And ours is very much the same way. I get to meet more cool people doing neat, awesome things, building companies, taking risks, and I get a lot of energy from that.
Yeah.
So if the behind the scenes stuff, if I have to put up with a little bit of the boring stuff so that they can continue to chase those passions, I'll do it.
Yeah. That's cool, man. How much business have you been able to, do you do a lot of business outside of this area in Cincinnati? I never even asked that question. Do you have clients in other states that you
Yeah, I do. It's a little bit nuanced because law licenses do have geographies, right?
Okay.
So we have to make sure that we're compliant with our legal ethics and our legal compliance issues. But a lot of what we do, say for instance, a contract. You want to go into a contract with a vendor or a customer, and you're in Texas.
Yeah.
You could hire your dad to represent you in that. You could do it yourself. You could hire someone off the street. So if a client comes to us and says, can you help us doing that? We believe that they're probably better served by working with somebody. So we would say, absolutely, we'll help you up until the point that, you know, maybe we run into some roadblocks. But for the most part, what we're doing with entrepreneurs is helping them just grow and hustle and scrap.
Yeah.
And we can kind of do those things a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I love hearing from people everywhere. I've got clients spread across the United States that we do different types of work for,
cool.
Both in the law firm and on a consulting basis. And, you know, the only thing I'd say is just keep in mind that I sit on the Eastern time zone. So some of my clients in California, they got to quit calling me at 9 o'clock, you know, Pacific time because I've been in bed for a few hours.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
to your point, I don't have enough of a personality to have a nightlife. Okay.
Ah.
So, yeah. But other than that,
we'll
don't run into
that.
Any
we'll
problems. Okay.
Yeah. We'll head down to the casino sometime.
It's good to have your lawyer with you when you're going to the casino.
Yeah. You know, I've never been to a casino with an attorney. I mean, not against my will, put it that way. But so I think this is really cool. People, you can contact Cole. Go to ColeReynoldsLaw.com /Saturday, and there's a free consultation form. You can fill it out, jump on the phone. This was good, man, because again, we're taking something, we joke about it being boring, but it's no joke. I mean, it saved me, like I talked about, going through that bankruptcy and also that scenario. If you get yourself in trouble one way or another, the business gets in trouble, the person gets in trouble, they're separated, and it's legal. It's not like we're talking about doing anything, you know, crazy.
No,
it's absolute, and it should happen.
We're talking about actually bringing you into legal compliance, right? As opposed to maybe operating outside of that compliance, which is what, you know, poses you the risk.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, it's sort of there's the old quote, if I gave you 4 hours to go chop down that tree, what would you do? And it's why it's been the first 3 hours sharpening the axe, right? So often we're out there just swinging a dull axe, building the business. But sometimes we need to take a time out, sharpen that axe, and make sure that everything we're doing is appropriately protected and more efficient in the process of doing it. So this is probably a little bit of a departure. And I've listened to your podcast, so I know that it is a bit of a departure, but I also think it's an important timeout to say, hey, instead of go swinging that dull axe, let's take a moment, make sure everything's in order, and then get back out there.
Yep, I agree. And as a guy that's ready, fire, aim, even I can, you know, I can rally behind that message. You know, you gotta sharpen it
every once in a while.
Hey, man, this is great. I appreciate
you
coming in.
Thank you.
And if you
Thanks
guys want to know
me.
How I met Cole, Cole's in the same office space I share here, so I've seen him in and out, and we've chatted it up, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to have him on the show and chat with this about legal structure, legal entity. And like I said, go to ColeReynoldsLaw.com/Saturday. Let them know you heard him on the show. Schedule consultation. Doesn't hurt. I mean, that's legit, right? You're going to get on the phone and talk
Absolutely.
To him?
Absolutely. We'll get on the phone, or one of my team might get on the phone and really try to get to know you, get to know what you're dealing with. It doesn't have to just be about legal formation, right?
Yeah.
That's the topic of the day, but we're kind of a full-service small business and
Wills,
corporate attorney.
Anything like that.
Yeah, you know, we do cross over into that. When you represent the small business owner in their business, you kind of end up representing everything about them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've really grown into a practice that does a pretty broad service service because we want to take care of our clients, yeah. right? And the last thing we ever want to do is tell them, no, we can't help you with that. So yeah, let us know if we can help. Consultations are always free.
Yeah.
If we find a way that you need some help from an attorney and we're the right people for you, we try to keep rates affordable. You know, we try yeah. to be as transparent, open, and honest as we can. We're obviously running our business too.
Yeah.
But everything we do has been built around how to make the small business, the entrepreneur, the startup, how to represent them efficiently, effectively, as low cost as possible so they can go build their business.
Yeah.
And anything related to that that your listeners are thinking about, we'd be happy to discuss with them.
Yeah, makes sense. Let okay. people that know what they're talking about take care of that so you can go sell and do what you love to do. All right, everybody, Sam Kralik with Cole Reynolds signing off the Everyday Saturday podcast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Kralik? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Kralik. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.